Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, April 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of government and politics headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
You blew it. Trump's disaster plan. The president doubles down on his manufactured trade war. President Donald Trump's decision to double down on his manufactured trade war has economists and experts concerned. The imposition of a 10% tax across the board is being criticized as a massive tax increase that will ultimately be paid for by American producers and consumers, not foreigners. The impact of higher tariffs will not spare American cars, as they rely heavily on global supply chains for parts. The stock market has already lost over $4 trillion since the tariffs began, leading to fears of a recession and bear market. Many economists argue in favor of free trade and globalization, emphasizing the benefits of imports for consumers and American companies. The president's unilateral decision to impose tariffs without congressional approval is seen as an attack on democracy and the Constitution. The upcoming Global Economic Summit at Freedom Fest will address the terrifying debate and its implications for the economy, jobs, and the stock market. TAMAC urges lawmakers to hear the Fair Business Reimbursement Act. The Texas Association of Mexican American Chambers of Commerce, TAMAC, is urging the House Committee on Ways and Means to hear and advance House Bill 2428, the Fair Business Reimbursement Act. Texas retailers have long been absorbing processing fees on credit card transactions, losing money on funds they never keep. HB 2428, authored by Vice Chair Terry Canales, proposes to update the reimbursement rate to 2.5% for credit card and digital transactions, providing fairness and relief without reducing the total tax owed to the state. This bill aims to support small and minority-owned businesses that have been disproportionately affected by the current system. TAMAC, along with other business organizations, is calling on lawmakers to give HB 2428 the hearing and action it deserves to keep Texas competitive and support the state's economy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.